Good morning, everyone. I am sitting inside. Maybe you are not. This difference is okay, I guess. And I'm sitting by a window where I can see that there is some sun outside today. Maybe you would call it dappled sunlight with high clouds. And this chest this morning contains one long woven dirge. Thank you. brotherhood, lament for the dead. Like water lilies in the swamp, not touching the bottom, representing the frozen layers of slime. Of the oval awaiting apathy, shaped abstention, receive your stem kisses, second and third skin, waiting to be mentioned. Will the skeleton be able to carry its meat surfaces that deep in its pockets? The depth in layers. Ghost, my ghost boy. Nothing goes through you. Longing for a solid ground. The possibility extincts the abyss as a safety grid. Fall into the oval swamp. Freedom arises. Loss arises. Sensation liquids. Something more and other detaches from the transformation's fossils, festers, weeps in the mud. Brotherhood, lament for the dead. Like water lilies in the swamp, not touching the bottom, representing the frozen layers of slime. Of the oval awaiting apathy, shaped abstention, receive your stem kisses, second and third skin, waiting to be mentioned. Will the skeleton be able to carry its meat surfaces that deep in its pockets? The depth in layers. Ghost, my ghost boy. Nothing goes through you. Longing for a solid ground, the possibility extincts the abyss as a safety grid. Fall into the oval swamp, freedom arises, loss arises. Sensation liquids. Something more and other detaches from the transformation's fossils. festers, weeps in the mud.
Brotherhood, lament for the dead. Like water lilies in the swamp, not touching the bottom, representing the frozen layers of slime. Of the oval, awaiting apathy. Shaped abstention. Receive your stem kisses, second and third skin, waiting to be mentioned. Will the skeleton be able to carry its meat surfaces that deep in its pockets, the depth in layers, ghost, my ghost boy, nothing goes through you. Longing for a solid ground, the possibility of stinks, the abyss as a safety. Into the open swamp. Freedom arises and cross arises. Sensation ripples. Something more than other.
This is the SFF Audio Podcast.
Hi, I'm Scott, and welcome to the SFF Audio Podcast. This week we have Greg Marguerite of LibriVox reading Beyond the Door by Philip K. Dick. And stay tuned after the story for a discussion of the story.
Beyond the Door by Philip K. Dick. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Reading by Greg Marguerite. Beyond the Door by Philip K. Dick. Larry Thomas bought a cuckoo clock for his wife, without knowing the price he would have to pay. That night at the dinner table he brought it out and set it down beside her plate. Doris stared at it, her hand to her mouth. "My God, what is it?" She looked up at him bright-eyed. "Well, open it." Doris tore the ribbon and paper from the square package with her sharp nails, her bosom rising and falling. Larry stood watching her as she lifted the lid. He lit a cigarette and leaned against the wall. "A cuckoo clock," Doris cried. "A real old cuckoo clock, just like my mother had." She turned the clock over and over. "Just like my mother had when Pete was still alive." Her eyes sparkled with tears. "It's made in Germany," Larry said. After a moment he added, "Carl got it for me wholesale.